Happy Tuesday and welcome to another edition of Full Press Hurricanes Hockey. As always, I'm your host, Mike Napolitano, giving you the up-to-date and latest news about Carolina Hurricanes hockey as they prepare for a very tough week. They have two games against the red-hot New York Rangers, and to conclude the week, they get to play the Toronto Maple Leafs once again. This time, it'll be the Maple Leafs and not the St. Pats. But let's take a look at how we got to this point. This past weekend, a loss to the Toronto St. Pats, 5-2, and then a win against a struggling Philadelphia team, a one-goal win in overtime. So they do give up a point, but they get two, and Sebastian Aho gets his third hat trick of the season in order to secure that 5-4 win. He also scored the overtime winner to help them get that extra point in that Saturday game. However, it's going to be much tougher than the Philadelphia Flyers going forward. Today, the Hurricanes will be playing the New York Rangers, who in their last 10 games have only lost three games, one of them an OT loss to Pittsburgh, one of them a 4-2 loss to Boston, and a 5-3 loss back at the start of the month to Ottawa. That's a very tough Ottawa team fighting for a wild card spot, and that was the first night that Patrick Kane played with the Rangers. Since then, he has scored a couple goals, had a couple assists, especially in their latest two wins. The Rangers also had back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday like the Hurricanes. However, these were two wins and two very big ones. A 6-0 win over the Penguins and a 7-0 win over Nashville Predator team that is struggling to even make a wild card right now in a very weak West. So two big blowouts, and the Rangers are looking to come back home in Madison Square Garden tonight. That is a 7 p.m. Eastern time game. The Rangers are 41-19-10. Hurricanes 45-15-8. So that puts them at the top of the Metropolitan. The Rangers are holding the third spot in the Metropolitan. Only a difference of 6 points, however. Carolina with 98, the Rangers with 92. This season's series with the Rangers consists of four games, two of them already being played back in January and February. That was a 5-3 loss on the road to the Rangers on January 3rd, and a 6-2 loss to the Rangers at home on February 11th. I had covered that game previously, which means I'm going to go back to that. The biggest thing about that game that the Hurricanes need to keep in mind is that you don't have Andrei Svechnikov since this game, since the last time you've played the Rangers, and he did factor into one of the goals. He had a secondary assist on Kotkaniemi's 8th of the season. But the bigger threat, you may be down without Svechnikov. That's something you're going to have to play without. Yeah, that this team knows it by now. I have to say that with the recent struggles, you can chalk it up to the fact that maybe guys are not gelling as well with the absence of Svechnikov. But then at the same time, you can't make that excuse as a team, especially a team looking to take on a tough Eastern Conference and be at the top of it. There has to be another conversation that goes on in that locker room. Other than, yes, we miss his presence, there has to be a conversation of everybody in this locker room has to step up. Maybe guys are stepping up a little too much and burning themselves out. I doubt that this Hurricanes team is thinking about the fact that they might be peaking too early and burning themselves out before playoff time, because this division is still up for grabs. And this number one spot is something that the Carolina Hurricanes are going to want to hold on to. So there is no letting your foot off the gas in this tough East. Especially, and I'm going to get to that point that I made, the thing you have to look out for in this game, Artemi Panarin. He had 4 goals in his last meeting with the Hurricanes. That was the difference in the game. 6-2 final. He was the first star of the game. This was one of the first games that he had the pleasure and the opportunity to play with his former KHL teammate Vladimir Tarasenko. However, Tarasenko was new to that roster then and did not really factor much into the score sheet. In fact, he had zeros across the board except for hits. And now you have to worry that Panarin could also have a lot of chemistry with his former Blackhawks teammate Patrick Kane. Both Tarasenko and Kane have started to find their groove with this Rangers team. That makes them a very scary and very dangerous opponent for the Hurricanes here. You can expect Igor Shesterkin to be in net 32-11-7 with a 2.57 goals against average, a 9.12 save percentage, and 2 shutouts on the season. Who knows who he is going up against at this point? Peter Kochetkov is still up with the team. Frederik Andersen could also take the net for this one. He's coming in at 18-7-0 with a 2.47 goals against average and a 0.902 save percentage. He has 1 shutout. Coach Rod Brind'Amour said that Antti Raanta is doing a little bit better now. He is skating on the ice for morning warm-ups and morning practices. However, there will not be one ahead of this game at MSG. His next step for Antti Raanta is to be skating with the team. There's no particular time limit or window for Ranta's return at this point, so Kochetkov will most likely stay up with the team for the time being. Frederik Andersen in this rotation has 3 straight wins. Peter Kochetkov has had a rougher time trying to find consistency in his game. He has the most shutouts of any goaltender on the team and a decent goals against average, but is still finding himself in net for a couple of the Hurricanes' losses as of late. He'll want to bounce back after that 5-2 defeat in Toronto, but should Rod Brind'Amour want to go back to Frederik Andersen? Andersen, as I mentioned, is on a 3-game win streak, but the Red Hot Rangers are on a 4-game win streak, so one of those is going to have to end tonight. The Hurricanes are going to need all their top guns in this game in order to combat a very offensive and very tough Rangers team, as I keep mentioning here. Brady Shea takes on his former team, and he's riding a 3-game goal streak. In addition to that Sebastian Aho hat trick that I had mentioned, Aho now is tied for 3rd in franchise history with 7 in his career. Only Eric Staal and Ron Francis have more than him as of now. And for the rest of the season, Sebastian Aho is going to have to be the guy with Andrei Svechnikov. And we can even go back to Max Pacioretty being out for the Hurricanes. You can catch this first meeting between these two teams, as I mentioned, tonight at 7 p.m. on Bally Sports or the MSG New York stream, if you so choose to. I'm not going to come on and give you guys another breakdown between these two teams after this game. What I'll do is tomorrow's episode, I will be recapping all the action that has happened here tonight. And then the Thursday episode leading into the second meeting and final meeting between these two teams this year, until possibly the playoffs, I will be explaining what the Hurricanes have to do differently or continue to do after their first matchup. Of course, if they win both games, they will tie the season series. But if they even lose just one, the Rangers will have beaten them 3 out of 4 times this year. And that is not great going into playoffs against a team that, without Vladimir Tarasenko and Patrick Kane, had your number in a Game 7 last year in the second round of the playoffs. So, what can the Hurricanes do tonight? And what can the Hurricanes do Thursday? We're going to have to see how they play tonight and break it all down tomorrow and then come back Thursday and explain what this team needs to do to secure another victory against this team or turn the tables around finally. So, that being said, let's go Hurricanes. Let's get 2 wins against a tough Rangers team before going in to play the Maple Leafs again this weekend. And I will be here with you along the way this week to give you all the updates and keep you informed on this very difficult week here in March. We're almost at the playoffs, folks. We're almost there. If the Hurricanes can hold out just a little longer and start playing like they know they can, even without Andrei Svechnikov and some other key factors out of the lineup, they can do it. This has been Full Press Hurricanes. I am your host, Mike Napolitano. Let's get a win tonight against this tough Rangers team and double it down on Thursday at home. Let's go, Hurricanes.